NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. A huge winter storm that brought rain, freezing rain, ice, and snow to much of the southeast is now closing in on the northeast. Winter weather alerts covered nearly 1,000 miles from Georgia to Maine Sunday, with up to 80 million people affected. High wind advisories are in effect for cities including New York and Boston. Two British teenagers are in custody as part of the investigation into a standoff at a synagogue in Texas over the weekend. Police in Manchester, England, arrested the teens for questioning in connection with a hostage situation Saturday at a synagogue near Dallas. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan calls the incident an act of terrorism.
The Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and law enforcement and intelligence agencies working intensively to get a full picture of what this person's motives were.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Sullivan urged Americans to be vigilant of anti-Semitism and violence at places of worship. Four people were taken hostage Saturday in a standoff that lasted nearly 12 hours before the suspect, identified as a 44-year-old British national, was killed by law enforcement. The U.S. Surgeon General says the Omicron surge is not over yet.
We are seeing high case numbers and hospitalization rates, as you mentioned, and we're also seeing strain in many of our hospitals around the country.
Appearing on CBS's State of the Union, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy noted that not all areas of the U.S. are at the same place in their battle with the variant, so peaks will be staggered over the next several weeks. However, he did point to encouraging data from New York and other pockets of the Northeast, where the number of cases appear to be leveling off or even declining. The Australian Open is officially underway. On the men's side, sixth-seeded Rafael Nadal advanced to the second round with a straight-set win over Marcus Giron. On the women's side, defending champion Naomi Osaka moved on with a straight-set victory over Maria Camila Osorio Serrano. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.